for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, November the 25th, 2018. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Confessions for a Victorious Life.
I'm going to talk about confessions. And we've been doing a lot of confessing. It's good to live a confessed life. A confessed life. And short account, Deborah said. We're conscious of the grace of God. We want to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. We want to be conscious of His grace. And His grace, I would describe it as His power to accomplish His will in your life. In many ways to say grace, many descriptions, but it's His power to accomplish His will for your life. And He's a good Father. Jeremiah 29:11. Got good plans for us. Amen. We can frustrate His grace. And so the keeping that short rein, it's just, listen, you know what it really means? Daddy, I love you. You've done so much for me. Jesus, you paid the price. I care. I care. I want to reflect you on this earth. I want people to see Jesus when they look at me. I want my life to give you the glory that you deserve. So you can't. You know, He says walk it out with fear and trembling. I mean, if you need to, listen, if you're one of those, if you can't get that for now, just be scared of going to hell. That's fine. I remember an old preacher said the number one reason I got saved is I didn't want to go to hell. I thought, well, that's pretty good. I agree with that. I don't want to go to hell. It is heaven or hell. How many know that?
Amen.
Amen.
Heaven or hell? So I want to choose life. Amen. And life more abundant. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let me get this one in line. All right. So that kind of confession is the one where we're with God. We're getting clear. Lord, I want to serve you. I love you. I don't want to have anything in me that looks like darkness. And if it's in me and it doesn't look like Jesus, I'm going to confess the sin that allowed it to be here. This is, I mean, listen, deliverance is real simple. We're just going down this trail. I guess we are. It is. It's real simple. First of all, you ask the Lord, or if you already know, have I sinned? You ask the Lord, have I sinned? And you confess it. It's just sin. Sorry, Lord. I need you. I receive it. And then you receive your forgiveness. He's not going, well, it's your third time. We'd all be toast. His heart was this. Confess it. Even when you're talking ancestral, we're confessing it. Just so you see the scriptural basis for confessing for your ancestors, of course we see that the iniquities of the fathers are visited to the sons, to the third and the fourth generation. We see it in both Exodus and again in Deuteronomy, because the Lord was kind enough to tell us twice. Amen. But when you look at Daniel and Nehemiah in the first chapter, Daniel in the 10th chapter, and both of them are going and they're praying to the Lord over situations, and they're going, Lord, I'm going to paraphrase this, I've sinned, and my fathers have sinned, and this whole nation has sinned against you. Forgive us. So that's identificational repentance. Now, by the way, listen, when he says, if my people will turn by my name, that are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways, and, right? When God's talking about that, he says if we'll repent, that he'll heal our land. Well, what you're doing, you're not getting all the heathens forgiven. You're not getting the church that isn't operating properly forgiven. What you're doing is interceding. And you're disarming the devil from using their sin to gain power. And if you're fighting for them, you're given an opportunity. When you're binding, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Matthew 18. When you're binding the strong man, you're giving somebody an opportunity to see. You're giving them. So if you've got a loved one, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, Jesus told us if you're going to take a man's house, you must first bind the strong man. Well, when you bind the strong man, you're cutting off that outside support of whatever is doing that. Then you bind my blinding spirits, you take the blindfold off a minute. You bind deaf, dumb spirits, you take the earmuffs off a minute. And you ask Holy Spirit to go convict them. You're giving them an opportunity to see and hear what the Holy Spirit would show them or say to them. Ask God to send godly sorrow that leads to repentance. So we can confess. How many know we need to repent for our nation?
Amen.
Father, I repent for the abortion in this nation. I repent for the perversion in this nation. I repent for the church that denies your power in this nation. Lord, I ask you to forgive us. Forgive them, Lord. Pour your mercy out. Pour your mercy out. Pour your spirit out. Lead us into all truth, Lord. Amen? We have power. You know what? There's a man named Perry Stone. He's an evangelist out of Tennessee. He's a good teacher. And a good man of God by all appearances. And Perry Stone said he had a dream one time. And he said there were all, it was at the Bema seat. That's the judgment seat of Christ that we're all going to go to if you're born again. Say, thank God. I'm going to that judgment. That's the one you want to be in. Amen?
Amen.
But he's going to the Bema seat, and there was this line of people going to the judgment seat, and there were all these national evangelists, and you know, they're standing in line, and they had a couple of crowns, you know, two or three apiece. And there was a woman, an old woman, and she had crowns, he said, it looked like stacked 20 foot above her head. And he said, Lord, what is that? And because he said, if I told you the name of all those men, you would have known them. And he says, well, she was homebound for the last 10 years of her life, but she prayed night and day for the nations and the world and the people around her. And that was her reward. Your effect for the kingdom of God is not limited by your geography or what you can do or who you can get out to. It's limited by prayer. Or lack thereof. If we pray, stuff happens. Sometimes I break out. I just do it right now. Father, I pray for the Muslims. I pray for the Jewish people. I pray for the Jews all over the world. I pray for the Muslims all over the world. The Buddhists all over the world. The Hindus all over the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, all of those in darkness, I pray for the lost Catholics. I pray for the Jehovah's Witnesses, Father, the Mormons, in the name of Jesus. I pray for everybody in a cult all over the world. I pray for those, the witches and the warlocks. And Father, there are those that you can get. There are those that are not reprobate, Lord. Pour out your spirit. Pour it out on the medicine men, Lord. Pull them out of darkness in Jesus' name. I pray for the Wiccans, Lord. And those that, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the good old boys and girls in the church that think they're saved and they're lost as a good spot. I lift them all up to you, Father. And I ask you to get a harvest in Jesus' name. Send your spirit. Save people, Lord. Now, I believe. Does everybody agree with me on this?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We'll all get to see people in heaven. From this prayer today. From this prayer today. Because God's just looking for men and women to agree with me. And if we agree, then He'll do it. It's His will to save people. He'll go do it. Thank you, Lord. And we'll get on the trail. Thank you, Lord. All right. Confessions for a victorious life. We're going to go a different direction than confessing sin here. We're going to talk about confessing what God says about us. What His Word is and what His will is. And I use Proverbs 18:21. And that's a benchmark, actually, I believe, for words and speech, talking. Now, I'll say this to you. If you're a note taker, write it down. If your words don't change, your life doesn't get better. It can get worse, but your words have to line up with God's Word if things are going to change. That doesn't mean that we don't know that there's some things wrong, but what am I speaking over the wrong? Am I speaking agreement with the wrong? And therefore agreement with the devil and what he's doing and his ability? Or am I speaking what God's Word said should be? As Carla said, speak things that be not as though they are. What am I believing? Am I releasing God's Word into the atmosphere? The Bible tells us in Isaiah that His Word never goes out void, but accomplishes what He sends it out to do. But Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And if you really want to grab a hold of things, as far as words, go ahead and get your highlight pen and go through every proverb and highlight everything that has to do with words or speech. You'll be astounded at what the Lord is telling us there. Astounded. Because He, over and over and over, He's telling you how to live. Out of the overflow of the heart, your mouth speaks. See? So what am I... So listen, there may be stuff. But if my heart believes God, I'm going to say what He says. Amen? So that would be so. On one hand, you need to look at something like that and say, listen, I'm speaking life or I'm speaking death. And quit speaking death. Quit speaking death. The Lord will show you what He says in His Word. Then He'll back it by His Spirit. And oftentimes, maybe you need to say, Lord, what Scripture applies here? And He'll give it to you and you speak what He gave you.
Yeah.
That's called a rhema word. A word from God that He takes you. See, the Logos is what His Word says, and it's true. Let it be established in our lives. Amen? Everybody say, Lord. Let Your Word be established on the earth through my life and in my life. In Jesus' name. Now, with Your Word, You just gave Him permission to do something. And He will. He won't go past your permission, by the way. How many know, listen, God's not a control freak? And He's the farthest thing from it. Farthest thing from it. We all have free will choice. And he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. In the Old Testament, He took them up on the mountain. He told them blessings and curses. And He said, if you obey me, I'll bless you. If you don't, you're cursed. And He says, choose life. Choose life. Nothing new. We got to choose life. And so when we're choosing life, words of life will come out of our mouth. Amen? Let's focus on what the good He has to say here. So, it's always possible to tell if a person is believing right by what he says. If his confession is wrong, his believing is wrong. If his believing is wrong, his thinking is wrong. If his thinking is wrong, it's because his mind has not been renewed with the Word of God. All three, believing, thinking, and saying, go together. God has given us His Word to get our thinking straightened out. We can think in line with God's Word. Today we're going to discuss the confessing of our faith in God's Word. Whenever the word confession is used, we instinctively think of sin and failure. But that's the negative side. That's important in its place. Of course, but there's a positive side, and the Bible has more to say about positive than negative. Confessing is affirming something we believe. It is testifying to something we know. It is witnessing for a truth that we have embraced. Our confession should center around five things. Honey, would you get me a bottle of water? Please. Or that one there. It's fine. Thank you. My wife's a great help me. My life wouldn't be the same thing. I just fell in love with her all over. So our confession should center on five things. What God in Christ has done for us with His plan of redemption. What God through the Word and the Holy Spirit has done in us in the new birth and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. What and who we are to God the Father in Christ Jesus. What and who we are. I'm going to tell you, one of the single most things you need to understand is who you are. Everybody say, as it applies to you, I'm a daughter, I'm a son. I'm a son of the Most High God. I've been adopted into God's family. And I have received the spirit of adoption that causes me to cry out, Abba, Father. We should be confessing what Jesus is doing for us now at the right hand of the Father, where He ever lives to make intercession for us. You know, that's an awesome truth. What's a cue card said, Lord Jesus, pray for me. Or one of you said, pray for me, Lord. Intercede for me. Well, that's what He's doing. All who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How many know that means first salvation, getting saved, out of darkness, into His kingdom? And then sometimes you need to be saved from yourself on a daily basis, or saved from whatever mess you're in at any moment. There's also what God can do through us, or what His Word can do through our lips. So let's look at confession at work, preaching the Word. Mark 16. Mark 16, 15 through 20. And He said unto them, go ye into the world, into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Every once in a while, I'll preach to a cow. That's every creature. To the dogs. Tell them how awesome Jesus is. They all know. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. How many in here are believers?
Yes.
So I often ask people, if God said these signs follow believers, did God move? Did He quit?
No.
Is He changed?
No.
So it's supposed to follow believers too, not apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors. Although they should be believers. Amen? So say, Lord, I believe these gifts, these signs, should be following me. So whether or not I repent and I receive what You have for me, that will give You glory. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Listen, so we don't dance with snakes. That was said earlier. Everybody does, gets bit. Because they're charming the snake, by the way, with the spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit. And so when the spirit that charms the snake has had enough fun, he just quits, and the snake bites them. And they die. And those that are doing it in the name of the Lord, then it just makes people think that just the same way that all sorts of atrocities have been done in the name of Jesus, that cause people to think that Jesus is the problem. Well, He's not the problem. He's the answer. 19 says, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. God works through us by His word and through our lips. Listen, if we couldn't say in the name of Jesus, it'd be a hard fight. You need to know the power of His name, the glory of His name. Every spirit's been cast out here. It's been done in the name of Jesus. The name above all names. You should treasure His name. There is no name like His. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the way God works through us. We carry the word to the lost. If we do not carry the word to the world, then we waste our time praying that God will do something. In other words, it would be useless to pray for someone who is lost if we do not also carry the gospel of salvation to them. Now, you can't reach everybody. So, Father, I want to add in my prayer earlier, send Christian laborers out in the field. In Jesus' name. The Lord said, pray the Lord of the harvest. You're praying for a loved one, bind the enemy, Pray for binding the strong man, the mind-blinding spirits, the deaf, dumb. Do all that binding. Then ask the Holy Spirit to convict them, but ask Him to bring laborers to surround it from the north, the south, the east, and the west to bring the love of God. It takes voices. Now, God's a supernatural God, so there are some places in the world today, in some of the Muslim nations, where nobody can go. That so all of a sudden a man goes to bed dead in his sin, has a visitation from Jesus, and wakes up born again. Because somebody's praying for the Muslims. One day the Lord will send angels to preach the gospel during the tribulation period. Right now it's us. Thank you, Lord. We could just pray all the heathen into the kingdom. Wouldn't that be good? Lord, save them all. It'd be done like that. Oh, Lord. However, the Holy Ghost works only in connection with the Word. In obedience to Christ's command to go into all the world and preach the Gospels, the disciples went forth preaching the Word everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed the Word with signs and wonders following. Confirmed the Word with signs following. God didn't do a thing until the disciples preached the Word, then signs followed. See, if we preach deliverance here, then what happens? We preach healing, what happens? It has to be spoken. Because we establish the truth by the Word of God. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So, Lord, I speak strongholds broken today in Jesus' name. Now, signs following do not follow individuals. They follow the Word. They follow the Word. Give the Word out and the signs will take care of themselves. You don't follow signs. Signs follow the Word. We heard that earlier, didn't we? We don't talk to each other about what we speak about here. The Lord knows what He wants to say. Confession combats fear. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Have you ever noticed in reading the Bible how many times God has told His children to fear not? When Jairus sought Jesus to heal his daughter, the Lord said to him, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Luke 8:50. When Christ was preaching to His disciples, He said, "Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Say, Lord,
I'm not fearing
because I'm being made whole.
Lord,
I'm not fearing
because
it's your good pleasure to give me the kingdom. When the Lord appeared unto Isaac, renewing the covenant He made with Isaac's father Abraham, the Lord said, "Fear not, I am with thee, and I will bless thee." Do you know if you're born again, you're seed of Abraham? What's that? So that really should mean... Now listen to me. Somebody asked earlier, I'm just going to say this. Yeah, there's some problems with the way some things are preached. Carla said it even again yesterday, the perversion of things. The perversion is not that they use God. God's Word is truth. If you want to prosper, well, in my mind, I'm going to prosper because my Bible says that my God takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. I receive that. Everything I put my hands on is going to prosper. I receive that. Okay? Whatever I sow, I also shall reap. I receive that. I sow mercy. Guess what I'm going to reap?
Mercy.
I sow kindness. What am I going to reap?
Kindness.
Amen. See, His Word is now, if I sow junk, what am I going to reap?
Junk.
Okay, well, there's the truth of that. But what they're preaching, the truth is in the Word. It's the way it's done. Now, if I told you, well, if you give me $1,000, then God is going to bless you and you'll get your million. I just manipulate it. But you've got financial issues, I would find what the Word of God says and start confessing it. Amen? You need something? You need it? He's a covenant-keeping God. We have a better covenant. Now listen, you can get the wrong attitude about anything. You've got to be thankful where you're at. But God is not short. And He does bless His people, and He takes care of His people. And His people should be the most blessed people on the face of the earth. Everybody say, Lord, thank You for blessing me. Thank You that I am the seed of Abraham. And I live in the best covenant. A better covenant. In Jesus' name. If you need healing, you better find the scriptures pertaining to healing. What does the Lord say? So if I've got some affliction and I'm fine, I'm telling you right now, I'm repented, I've cleared my ground, I've done that, and I'm saying, Lord, I thank You, I'm healed by Jesus Christ. I thank You, Lord, that Psalm 107:20 says, You send Your word and heal and deliver me of all of my destructions. Lord, Psalm 103 says, You daily load me with benefits and You heal all of my disease. If you're in fear, Father, I haven't been given the spirit of fear, but the power of love and a sound mind. And then at the end of all that, you can add, shut up, devil, in Jesus' name. He's a liar. See, I quoted earlier about the weapons of our warfare not being carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And he goes on to say, casting out vain imaginations and any high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Those are lies. Anything that comes into your head that's different than what God said, you've got to react to. Listen to me. React. Because they're fiery darts of the enemy. Temptations are fiery darts. So you take that scripture, and then you go over to Ephesians, and you're talking about the full armor of God. Okay? The full armor of God. Helmet of salvation. Loincloth of truth. And now, people put it on, and it's okay to do that. Sometimes we'll do that, but I'm just going to tell you right now. It means, are you living the truth that you know that you've got the helmet of salvation on? Do you know that within that is everything that God has provided and that you have the mind of Christ? Are you at peace with God because you got that helmet on? Come on, that's how we live. Lord, claw the truth. We quit lying. And our only truth becomes God's Word. That's how you live. Breastplate of righteousness. Boy, when you got saved, you know what God did for you? He just put that on you. Boom. You didn't earn it. Boom. You've been made righteous. Bible says we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Can you act unrighteous still? Of course. But when you wear that and you know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, even when you don't act up to the level of who you are, you tell the devil to shut up because you're still God. You confess your sins, shut up, devil. I am righteous by the Lord. And you stand in that. But then you want your behavior to reflect the righteousness you've been given. Your feet are shod now with good news. It's good news. Not bad news, but good news. Amen? And then these two parts are the part about these vain imaginations and fiery darts. Listen, a fiery dart comes. Any temptation, a seduction, overeating, anger, fear, go down the list. Any one of them is a fiery dart that needs to be responded to. Any of the words, those vain imaginations, oh, you're up, bah, 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 whatever your bah, bah, bah is. Okay? Who is that? Whose mouth is that? Listen. They have to be responded to. You throw up the shield of faith. Jesus gave us the pattern in the wilderness when He was tempted. He was tempted in lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, all three ways. And each time He just basically said, shut up, devil. It is written. Shut up, devil. It is written. Get thee behind me, Satan. It is written. And that's what we have to do. He patterned that for us. Paul explains it in those other two ways. So every fiery dart has to be responded to. And if you don't, it sticks. How many know that a flaming arrow stuck in you is going to cause a fire? Why not throw that shield up? And then when you see Linda, you throw the shield up. No. You have to respond. And if you respond, then when you respond, you follow it up with the truth of the Word of God. No, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. No, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No, I put off the old man and put off on the new. No, I have a covenant with my eyes and I'll not look on the strange thing. Amen? On the unclean thing. Thank You, Father. I will not look on the strange woman. in Jesus' name. No, I've not been given the spirit of fear, but the power and love and a sound mind. You respond. And you respond back with the Word. And it needs to become a lifestyle. It needs to become, and I'm telling you, even feelings. The devil can manipulate your body and make you feel certain ways. But if it isn't healthy, it's from him. Thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So what I have learned to do is those things that used to be in me that aren't in me anymore, that would come and try to find a home again. Now when I sense them, I use them. It's a radar to me. Oh, no, I know who you are. And you have no part in me. So we keep the enemy out. Amen? If God had just said, don't be afraid, and left us there, we might say, but I can't help being afraid. But not only did He say, fear not, He also said, for I'm with thee. We're not alone. Can we really believe that He is with us and still be afraid? Come on. If we're afraid, it's because we're doubting Him. Someone might say, but I am weak. And God said, I'll strengthen thee. Someone might say, I am so helpless. But God says, I will uphold thee. Psalm 119, 28, 130. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Strengthen me, Lord, according to your word. The entrance of your words give light, it gives understanding unto the simple. It is true that in ourselves we may be weak and helpless, burdened down with cares and problems. But in our weakness, we look to His word for strength. For the entrance, I'm going to convert it from King James to normal. The entrance of your words give light, it gives understanding to the simple. I'm going to say it again. Say that, just repeat it with me. The entrance, my words, giveth life, it gives understanding unto the simple. Our confession can be, God is with me. We can say, greater is He that is in me than he who is in the world. Man, I had to learn these. When I come out of the world I lived in, first dope smoked at 10, and a life of drugs and sexual sin and alcohol and divorce and partying and fighting and all that mess, my mind was a little scrambled. I tell people, and I said, today they say you keep your memory in the cloud. Well, mine was lost in the cloud for a little bit there. And then I began to live for God. And I made $80,000 a year and I owed about $120,000. And then I found out about tithing and giving. I mean, no, that doesn't add up. So the enemy had, but I decided, I told the Lord, I said, I'm in this mess. I said, you're the only one to get me out. I'm going to do what you say to do, but I need your help. And he was faithful. But the enemy would pressure me. You know, and we call the bill collectors of the Midianites or the Chaldeans. I had to learn. And when I would feel that pressure come on, I said, no, he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. No, I am a joint heir with Jesus. No, God shall supply all my needs according to Christ's riches and his glory. I had to speak that, and I would literally feel the strength of God coming into me. Almost like drinking a cold glass of water on a hot day. We have to have His Word. Instead of talking about how impossible it is, look to Him and who is inside you and say, God is in me now. You'll find that your confession of faith will cause Him to work on your behalf. He will rise up in you and give you success. The Master of creation is in you. You can face life fearlessly because you know that greater is He that's in you than He, than any forces that may be arrayed against you. This should be your continual confession. Now, confession increases faith. No faith without confession. It is faith's way of expressing itself. Faith, like love, is the heart of the Spirit. We know there's no love without word or action. We cannot reason love into people, nor can we reason love out of them. It is of the heart. As faith, too, is of the spirit or heart, we can safely say there is no faith without confession. Faith grows with confession. The confession of the believer does several things for him. First, it locates him. Where are you at? Oh, Adam, where art thou? He was pretty messed up that time, wasn't he? Hmm? But when I'm speaking what God says, I am locating myself in Him with my words. Second, it fixes the landmarks of a person's life. He will never have more than his confession. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. I'm asking you all right now to close your eyes and say, Lord, show me the mountain. I need to speak moved. Now when he shows you, you just say, and listen, build some passion, mean it. Say, be removed and cast into the sea.
Be removed and cast into the sea.
Thank you, Lord.
Say it again. Be removed and cast into the sea.
Thank you, Lord. I had you repeat it because the thing's established by two or three witnesses. If we say we cannot do something, then we can't. But if we say we can, we can't. According to Mark 11:23, we can have whatever we say or confess, whether it be belief or unbelief, success or failure, sickness or health. You can have what you want. You're going to have what you say. The reason many Christians, although they are sincere or weak, is they've never dared to make a confession of what they are in Christ. What they must do is find out how the mind of God works, how He looks at them, and then confess it. When you discover all that God has for you, then boldly confess what the Word declares you are in Jesus, in Christ. As you do this, your faith will abound. The reason that faith is throttled and held in bondage, you've never dared to confess what God says you are. Faith will never grow beyond your own confession. Faith grows by hearing the Word, hearing by the Word of God. But when the Word comes into you, it is a two-edged. The Word of God is a two-edged sword. And the one of them is coming in, and the other is going out. Your daily confession of what the Father is to you, of what Jesus is doing for you now at the right hand of the Father, and what His Holy Spirit is doing in you will build a solid, positive faith life. You will not be afraid of any circumstances. You will not be afraid of any disease. You will not be afraid of any conditions. You will face life fearlessly, a conqueror. And to be a conqueror, you must confess you are one. How many militaries in the world go out there with the idea, well, we're going to get whipped today? Oh boy. I wouldn't want them protecting us. The angels of the Lord are just waiting for us to agree with God. Now, all these things were more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Romans 8:37. Looking again at key scripture in Romans 10:10, we see in capsule form God's law of faith. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You got to believe. You got to speak it. The kingdom is the kingdom. It works to get you in the kingdom. It works to live in the kingdom and to have kingdom promises established in your life. In seeking anything from God, we must first believe in our heart because the Word said it. Then we must confess with our mouth that it is so. Whosoever shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, shall have whatever he says. Mark 11:23. As you study God's Word, learn what His Word says. You are who you are and what you have in Jesus. Even though it may not seem real to you, you start confessing, yes, that's mine. Carla said she'll take yours if you don't want it. Well, you're bold. It's just out there. We're supposed to go get it. You will then find that faith confession creates reality. All right. Let's confess God's Word together. I am walking in victory. I am victorious in life.
I am more than a conqueror.
I am a world overcomer.
I overcome
by the blood of the Lamb
and the word of my testimony.
My faith is the victory that overcomes the world.
The favor of God
surrounds me like a shield.
I have favor
in the sight of all men.
God goes before me,
making the crooked places straight.
and opening doors that no man can shut. I have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. I have the mind of the Holy Spirit, which is life and peace. I am spiritually minded. I am living the life in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within me and directs me. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. The Holy Spirit is leading me and guiding me into all truth. He's revealing things to me and showing me things to come. I've been born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. I have the nature of God. I am created in His image and in His likeness. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am in right standing with God. I am accepted in the Beloved. God loves me, and nothing can separate me from His love. I am sanctified, consecrated, separated from the world. I am one with God. I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I am empowered through my union with Him. I am anointed. I have been created by God to prosper and make a difference in this world. Listen to me, buddy. There was a man that used to say, "It can't be my forehead no more." Okay? We got to want to be difference makers. Okay? Listen, God is interested in us as individuals. He loves us. He knows the count of the hair of our head. But when we reflect His character, we care about people. So as He changes us and He heals us, we're going to care about people too. We're going to care about God so much and be so healed that we'll risk getting hurt by people, knowing that He'll heal us if we do. And knowing that if I'm really, really healed, nobody's going to be able to really devastate me ever again. Because I'm still belong to God. Because He is everything that I need. I mean, He gives us each other, and we should treasure each other, okay, as gifts from Him. But if that other person is everything to you, to where your whole life could be ruined because of something with another person, you made him an idol. You made him an idol. And I will tell you this. Sometimes there are people taken away because they're idols. Because God will have no other gods before Him. So we want to... Listen, there are ministries in which ministers get lifted up so high, and they don't even necessarily want to, but somehow it happens. And things happen. So we need to be humble. We need to love each other. But God has to be... Listen, if you're married, if you don't love God more than your spouse, you're going to have trouble. We're going to have trouble. We've got to love Him first. But in order to fully love Him, listen to me. You got to let His love come in. You got to let it come in. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord,
if I've got any love blockers,
anything
keeping your love from me, I'm asking you to pour it in. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Take a deep breath. Receive the love of God. Pour it in, Lord. Pour it in. They asked. Pour it in, Lord. Show them your goodness. Show them your love. Show them your love. Lord, you hovered over the face of the deep. Said, let there be light. You brought forth light. So I say, let there be light in Jesus' name. I say, let there be light in Jesus' name. Say, I'm anointed. I've been created by God to prosper and make a difference in this world. I am a success. I am the head. I am above only. I am blessed. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I am redeemed from sickness and disease.
I am healed of the Lord.
Sickness. Disease. Viruses. Infection. Cannot live in my body. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus flows through every cell, organ, and tissue of my body. By His stripes, I am healed. If you're one having trouble making these confessions, stop right now and say, "Shut up, devil. You're a liar. Shut up, devil. You're a liar." I speak to the enemy and say, "Shut up. You're a liar. These are God's people. This is truth. You'll not hinder them from declaring what God says about them." Say, "I am free from fear and anxiety. I fear not. For God is with me. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything. I do not have a care." Now, every one of these has been part of the Word of God. And you can take pictures of these.
Devil, you're a liar.
Yeah, well, he is a liar. So you can take pictures of this if you want to. Okay? And then go look up the Word to confirm it. But every one of them is in the Word. But I want to tell you that I do not have a care. Do you know why? If you don't have a care, it means because you're practicing what the Lord says. It says cast your cares on Jesus. Because He first cared for you. But I want to stop there and tell you that sometimes you've got to stop what you're doing in life and cast your cares on Jesus. If you start feeling pressure, if you start feeling tension, if you start, stop. It's not even a bad idea. Every day, Father, I cast the cares over unto you. I cast the cares of being a husband over you. I cast the cares of being a father over you. I cast the cares of my work over you. I cast the cares of being a mother over you. A daughter. Whatever it is. Stop. And give it to Him. Because sometimes you don't even know it's sitting on you. The first time I ever saw that and did it, I felt something go, "Phew! Thank you, Lord." I like it when it goes, "Phew!" Let's start with this again. I'm free from fear and anxiety. I fear not. For God is with me. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything. I repent for wherever I've done it. And have not cast my cares unto you, Jesus. I think on the good report and things worthy of praise. Forgive me, Lord, for dwelling on the bad report, the negative. I believe in Jesus, and I will never be disappointed or put to shame. I let the peace of God rule in my heart, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in my mind. I let the peace of God rule in my... Well, I said that already. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I let the Word of God dwell in me richly. I'm meditating on the Word of God day and night, making my way prosperous and dealing wisely in all the affairs of my life. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. My God supplies all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm a tither. If you're not, you need to somewhere. And the windows of heaven are open over my life. The blessings of the Lord are overtaking me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm me, hurt me. I lay hands on the sick, and they recover. I cast out demons in Jesus' name. I take my shield of faith, and I quench every fiery dart. I cast out demons in Jesus' name. It's time we say that twice. Greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world.
I am reigning in life
as a king.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am blessing the world with the rich, valuable, potent resources God has placed within me. He says we're seated in heavenly places with Him, blessed with all spiritual gifts. It's finer than silver and gold. That's the song. David said, I'd rather be in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of the wicked. A doorman in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of the wicked. And he was inferring to, I'd rather have the Lord and be with Him than everything that came down to it. But God, listen, the Bible says that He makes rich and adds no sorrow. He's a good God. I'm not settling for less. Mediocre. Average. Or just enough. I'm only accepting the best and perfect will of God. Now thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Now, take a deep breath. Start breathing in and out. Every spirit steals victory. I break your power. I heard them speak it. It's been filed in the courts in Jesus' name. It's all victory stealers. I break your power. Every spirit that makes them less than a conqueror, I command to go. Every spirit that hinders their overcoming, I break your power in the name of Jesus. All faith stealers, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Everything that steals or blocks favor, I break your power. Take a deep breath. You have the favor of God. God has made you favorable. You have favor with God and you have favor with man. The favor of God surrounds them like a shield in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every spirit that is made straight past crooked, I bind you. I break your power. Get out of them now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Every spirit that would take away and hinder the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. If you've ever made a confession, I've lost my mind, repent. I break that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. We don't allow thought stealing in my house. We don't allow that. People say, I must be getting old. Well, we're not getting old. That's ridiculous. That's a lie of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Listen, if something stole my thought, I'm going to say, Father, you know where that is. I thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, you bring it back to me. And He does. Amen. All right? Amen. So say, I have the mind of Christ. And I rebuke every spirit. And command to flee. That would say different. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, every spirit blocking the Holy Spirit of God, I break your power in Jesus' name. Every spirit blocking the direction of the Holy Spirit, go, 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 go. They're led by the Spirit of God. Get out in Jesus' name. Ruach HaKodesh, led by the Holy One in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Every spirit that blocks the unctions of the Holy Spirit, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that blocks revelation, I break your power. Every spirit that blocks revelation of a new creature in Christ Jesus, go, 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 go. Every spirit that brings the old things up over and over and over and over, I bind you, I break your power, replay, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Every spirit that blocks the revelation of being created in the image of God, we break your power in the name of Jesus. They are seated in heavenly places. Every spirit that blocks the giftings and the understanding, they're seated with Christ. I break your power. All unrighteousness. Go, 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 go. Unrighteous. Go, 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 go. Every spirit that imparts unrighteousness. Every spirit that lies and says they're not the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Go. Every spirit that blocks the understanding of sanctified, they are set apart for the Lord. We break your power. Every unholy consecration, I break that in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of this world. Spirit of cosmos. I break your power in Jesus' name. Say, I come out of agreement with the world and its system. In Jesus' name. I agree with the kingdom of God. I agree with the word of God. So Lord, I break the power of every spirit that would cause me to be at enmity with you, Lord. and command those spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Spirit of the world. Go, 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 go. Spirit of cosmos. Spirit of Babylon. Go, 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 go. Let it go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that blocks the revelation that with a repented lifestyle, they're right standing with God. Every spirit that blocks peace with God. I break your power. You lying spirits that are blocking peace with God. I break your power. Go, 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 go. Every spirit that makes them feel like they're separated from God and His love. I bind you. I break your power. Go, 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 go. Every spirit that says they're weak when they're strong in the Lord. I bind you, lying spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, they're strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I break the power of every anti-anointing spirit. Every spirit that blocks them from walking in the anointing they're called to walk in. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All spirits of defeat in the name of Jesus. Go. Defeat in the name of Jesus. Desolation. Destruction. Go. 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 In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of give up. Make them give up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Quitter, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Frail, I break your power. Spiritually frail, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Sickness, disease, get out. Out of the cells, out of the organs, out of the tissues. Go. Fear and anxiety, they repented. Come out. Fear, anxiety, fret in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. They haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Say, Lord, I repent for looking on the bad report. And I command every spirit that brings the bad report to go. In Jesus' name. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Now take a deep breath. Go, go. Whatever the bad report for each individual. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that if it's virtuous, if it's good, they're going to think on those things. In the name of Jesus. Now, every spirit that steals peace, I break your power. Come out, you peace stealers. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Peace stealers, come out. Strife, envy, confusion, every evil work. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, all disappointment, go. Discouragement, go. Depression, go. I break the threefold cord of disappointment, discouragement, and depression. I command the spirit of heaviness to come up and come out now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every cloak of heaviness, come out, come out, come out, come out. Every cloak of heaviness, come out. In Jesus' name, all you squatters, come out too. Come out, come out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Every spirit from robbing God. Every spirit that robs their finances. Every spirit that opens their purses, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that empties their pockets, I bind you. I break your power, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that would block the windows of heaven, I bind you of the third heaven. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I bind you, spirits, to close those windows up. Say, Lord,
Lord,
your promise is to open up a window to heaven and pour out blessings my storehouses can't contain. All right, reach your hands up. Get them out there wide. Get them out there. You got a storehouse. That's a funnel. How much you want in it? How much you want in it? Say, Lord, pour into me. Pour into me, Lord. Lord, you are good. You have blessed me. I receive your blessings. Spiritual, soulish, your healing for my soul. And I receive your finances, your material blessings. I need you, Lord. I'm asking. I'm receiving. Whatever you have for me, whatever's best for me, I receive in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Every spirit that blocks their finances in the name of Jesus, get out. Get out, get out, get out, get out. You liar, get out, 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 get out. Poverty, go, lack, go, fear of poverty, fear of lack. Get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Loose up in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against them prospers. I declare the blessed, say this, the blessings of the Lord are overtaking me. They're running me down. I receive. I'm going to quit running and just receive. Thank you, Father. Take a deep breath now. Every serpent, scorpion, go. We tread on you now. In the name of Jesus, I tread on the serpents, the scorpions, and every other unclean spirit, and any animal spirits. In the name of Jesus, I pull out. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pull them out of your chest, the fiery darts of the enemy. Pull them out. Pull them out. Pull them out of your heart. Do it and do it by your hand. Take them and pull them out. Every fiery dart, pull them out. Every fiery dart of the heart. In Jesus' name, we pull them out. We pull them out. We pull them out. We pull them out. The trauma. The blow to the chest, the blow from the word, the fiery dart from the word that brought death, the word that brought shock. I break the power of shock. I break the power of trauma. Get out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Mediocre, go. Average, go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Raise your hands to heaven and sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. How precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless your people. Bless them with peace. Bless them with joy. Overwhelm them with your love, Lord. Show them your goodness here in the land of the living. I bless them today, Father, and thank you for your blessing upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for today and thank you for this weekend. Thank you for everybody that's come. And Lord, thank you that you've been so good to us. Thank you for meeting our needs. Thank you, you're exceedingly abundantly more than we can hope or ask for. I apply the blood of Jesus to every deliverance, every bit of ground that's been taken. And I thank you, these are people that will hold their ground in the name of Jesus. Not only hold their ground, but take more as the giants are slayed all the days of their life on their way to the promised land, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.